Welcome to The Warm-Up, a Bailiwick Express podcast giving an insight into the sports action that is on the horizon. Welcome to a special episode of The Warm-Up, where we're previewing a huge day of Siam Cup rugby. I'm Nick Mann, and I've been getting the thoughts of the Guernsey Raiders Director of Rugby, Jordan Reynolds, and Ladies Heads Coach, Steve Evans, while my colleagues across the water, Stephen Anderson and Elliot Corbell, have spoken to their Jersey counterparts, Miles Landick and Simon Lemoignon. Action gets underway at Foots Lane tomorrow at 10:15 in the morning, with the Veterans clash for the Nash Cup. At 11:45, the seconds play for the Falaise. Then at 1:45, it's the Spring and Shore Ladies Siam Cup. The men's Siam begins at 4:15. It's fair to say Jersey are in a confident mood, so let's find out more. How difficult has selection for today been?
Yeah, pretty tough. There's definitely a fair few guys that are in the on the bench this week, which definitely could have started, and guys that regularly start for us for most of the season, but. Look, we put a little bit of strategic thinking into our selections this week, and we hope that fits into our game plan because, you know, we're up against it on Saturday against a really good Jersey side. So we thought we had to think slightly out of the box this week to try and get it right.
And what can we expect from this side? I know you're going to give everything away today.
Look, we've obviously tapered off slightly towards the end of the season, but I think we still have one of our more successful seasons in this league. And For this week, heading into Siam, the energy's back in the group, which is great. It's something that we haven't seen for probably 3-4 weeks now. So for us, you know, hopefully we can get that excitement on Saturday and get back to playing some of the good rugby that we played most of this season. And we've got confidence to do that. But like I said, with the selections that we've made, there's going to be probably a little bit of contrast on to what we get in both halves. But hopefully we've got the right plan to get it done.
And how do you get the mindset right for this game? Because it's obviously a big encounter that's going to get the juices flowing.
Yeah, it's always difficult because some Siams you go into and your favourites, and sometimes you go in as underdogs. And, you know, Jersey's come out pretty early and said that they're the favourites for this one. They think, you know, they've openly admitted that they're not too stressed about us. So for us, it's a good place for us to be. You know, they've got a huge amount of talent to select from over there. You know, there could be anywhere between 6 or 7 ex-champ players playing for their squad. So for us, it's just easy. You know, we just get excited about the Siam Cup. We understand it's a match day for us, and there's no pressure on us, right? There's no pressure being the underdogs. We just get to go out and play. And if we can force a little bit of pressure on their side, they might start feeling it around halftime.
And especially, I guess, in front of the home fans as well, so it's going to make a difference.
Yeah, and it probably made a huge difference last year. Like, we didn't perform great last year over there, but to be fair, we noticed the difference with the crowd, and we know we've got a huge amount of support behind us here, which is going to be great. And, you know, these games become a little bit less about club and club. It becomes island and island, and, you know, when you've got a few thousand people down here behind you, it can make a huge difference.
And it would be an amazing way to cap off the season if you pull off that result. How much would that mean?
Yeah, well, look, it's, you know, I think according to most punters, it's probably the impossible task that we have to do. But to do it, it would probably cap off a good season. But, you know, like I said, we're very confident in our ability as a squad to perform when we need to. You know, when we lack motivation, it's not there, but that's like any team. So, like I said, if this is the impossible task, we've probably got the right team to challenge for it.
We've sort of had a really good build into the Siam Cup week. We had a week off, then we had Chinna, a week off, and now Siam Cup week. So probably just as we wanted it. You know, I don't think anyone wants a game the week before the Siam Cup, although I know the Raiders didn't have much choice in that. But yeah, it's been a nice build into it, and yeah, just a really exciting week as what a Siam Cup week should be.
Plenty of experience in there as well. Obviously, Jack, who's been your player of the year around the squad all season long. Max Ayling, who probably has had a really frustrating year from his standpoint, obviously, of everything that happened from a professional level, but injuries as well. So he must be sort of buzzing to be included in there. And obviously, you're the likes of Scotty, who's played centre most of the year for you.
Yeah, 100%. I think Max The positive with Max is Max knows what it takes to be involved in a Siam Cup and knows exactly what it means to the playing group. So, you know, having played in that really tight game in that November where we came away by victors by a point, so he knows what it takes and he's really excited. I mean, obviously having left Moseley in September due to breaking his arm, and he's been around the squad. He coached the women's squad, and then being around us from sort of Christmas time, he's been itching to play. So so that's really positive to see him there. And Siam Cups, whether you're home or away, you know, the atmosphere, the environment, it can get on top of you sometimes, I think. Yeah. And having those experienced players in that squad just to sort of calm things down and having that reassurance, you know, things aren't going away or things are going your way, and how do you look at it from both those points. So having those more experienced players around certainly helps. No one needs reminding how much it means to the squad, and you know, we want to make the island proud ultimately.
Everyone sort of looks at the main squads, you know, the men and women as the main Siams there, but you've been very keen to touch on pathways and giving people an opportunity, and there's plenty of sort of strong players in that Falaise team that have provided sort of valuable game time for you guys in the regular season as well.
You know, again, you know, Ray's men in Guernsey have been going exceptionally well.
Yeah.
You know, they've had another really strong season built and got promoted, so they'll be on a high. So we know it's going to be a difficult game. But, you know, we've got some sort of experience in there, but also we've got a fair few Colts in there as well, which is absolutely brilliant. And it'll be, you know, it's one of them. I think all the, you know, a lot of Siam lads are so excited to see how the Falaise game unfolds, really. But, you know, the message has been throughout, you know, we haven't just broken off and gone, right, well, you know, we'll see you later, that's the Falaise and this is the Siam. You know, as much as we train against each other in teams, you know, a lot of the messages and everything's delivered as a squad.
Yeah.
Not delivered as, you know, you, them and us type thing, because, you know, a lot of those players have played for the first team this year.
Yeah.
So it's making sure that, you know, we look after each other and we're best prepared as one big squad to play the two games. And yeah, it's exciting, really.
All right, first up, coming into a big Saturday, how does it feel?
I'm really excited, actually. I think the ladies are too. You know, I think we've had a tough season in the league, but I think we've come a long way since the start of the season. The ladies have gelled together really well. Morale is really good, and I think they're really up for it.
What are your expectations for the game?
I'm expecting to win. It's simple.
And how have you set the team up to achieve that?
I think this has been a two-season job, if you like. We've got a really young team. I think we've got eight debutants, seven or eight under 18s. We've lost a lot of players over the last two seasons to injuries, illness. You know, people have retired, so we've been in transition. And I know it's a cliche, but I think even though we've not done well in the league this season, there have been every game we've played, we've strung together 20, 25 minutes of really good rugby. And I think, you know, fingers crossed we'll be able to string, you know, 80 would be miraculous. No, very few teams string together 80 minutes of fantastic rugby. But I think if we could string together, you know, 50 or 60 minutes of good rugby, deal with the expected bad patches and not let them get to us, then I think, you know, we're on for the win.
Does past history have anything to play in this fixture?
I don't think so. We've got such a young team. You know, I think everybody realises it's a Siam and it's Guernsey jersey. But I think, you know, we've got eight debutants, a load of other players who are relatively new to rugby and history. While they recognise it, it doesn't frighten them. And I think they have that sort of almost invincibility of youth, if you like. Mine is long gone. But I think they're just excited to play. They just want to get on with it. And they've started to play with a smile on their faces and a bit of confidence. And I think the squad is really up for it.
And what have the main points of progression been through the season?
Oh, I think as I think game experience, you know, we've got players that have been playing rugby for two seasons, then I've got 20, 25 games under their belt, and you can't underestimate how important that experience is. You know, we haven't got many who will have played in a big game like this in front of a big crowd, and for some of them it may very well be their only opportunity to play in front of a crowd like this, and they've just got to go out and enjoy it and relish it, because it may be your only opportunity.
And what role do you have as a coach? I mean, especially in those moments before the game, the final messages.
My job is done. I think there's, you know, we've spent, well, all season working, trying to improve the team. And I think by the time you get in the changing room, not just this match, but any match, you've got to keep your messages really simple. And there'll be two or three key things that I want them to do well, and that will make the difference. And then I just make sure that the last thing I always say to them is go out, play with a smile and enjoy it. Because if you're not enjoying it, why? If you can't enjoy a big occasion like the Siam, why do you turn up on a Tuesday and a Thursday night in November when it's chucking it down with rain, it's blowing a hoolie, and it's miserable? It's so you can enjoy the big moments, and they've just got to go out and enjoy it.
Everyone's back from injury, etc. So we've had a full complement to select from, which has been brilliant. 34 women put their hand up for selection. It was really competition. It was really competition to make. Everybody's primed, trained really well. Had an absolutely brilliant training session on Tuesday night. We've got another session tonight, team run, etc. Mm-hmm. And so yeah, it was really just going to get primed and ready for Saturday now.
Amazing. And am I right in assuming a debut for Seren Coombs?
Her rugby career, so you want to put it that way, has really taken off this year, because she's been playing for Hove under-18s, mm-hmm. She's been playing for Sussex under-18s, she went to trials for the Welsh under-18 Six Nations squad, mm-hmm. and stuff, and just narrowly missed the cut on that. The game she's played for us, she's been an absolute menace to the opposition, shall we say.
Mm-hmm. With last year obviously going the way of Jersey over here on home, what are you expecting from playing over there in Guernsey, and how do you think the girls are going to cope?
It's a different atmosphere over there. Mm. We have to start with high intensity. We've got to come out of the blocks firing. We've got to go 110% from the first whistle to the last whistle. We've got a very short turnaround at half time. Mm-hmm. We've got something like a 5-minute half-time break.
Okay.
So it's going to have to be clear, concise instructions from us. Right, any change is going to have to be premeditated.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to, you know, we've got to look at it, two blocks of 40 minutes, and just not let up. Just put the foot down on the throttle and keep it
that. Well, I suppose it was like that last year, wasn't it? It was four tries in the first half. It's the same plan again then, I assume.
Points win prizes, but also, and I think I'm half, but I'm probably standing really lucky at that record this season. Depends wins your games. You stop the opposition scoring, you know, you've made your life easier. I think anybody would hope it wouldn't be, but a 3-0 victory was someone slotted a penalty kick at the last kick of the game. But we want to go over there, put on a great display, impose our brand, our style, our brand of rugby, I suppose, on the game. Get some points on the board, and actually enjoy it. Enjoy the experience.
And given all the success this season, gosh, we don't need to go over everything you guys have achieved again this year, but would retaining the Siam on Guernsey soil be the icing on the top of the cake?
Oh, 100%. Mm. I mean, that's beginning of the season when we had a squad meeting, that was that was their two objectives, was win the league, and win the league convincingly, which I think they proved they did. And then, to retain the Siam over in Guernsey, front of that big crowd. I mean, there will be a big crowd there.
Mm.
Might be, they've got the grandstand, that'll be full, etc. I think that they really just want to go over and showcase how good, how amazing they've been this season, and really put on a proper dominant display.
That was the warm-up. Thanks again for listening. Please like and subscribe for more. You can find all our sports news on gsy.bailiwickexpress.com and on all our social channels. Sign up to our daily email to keep up to date on all the work the Express team does.